Dr. Javier detecting a woman's clinic note on Delinda Hernandez Alonso, Delinda, D-A-L-I-N-D-A, last name A, excuse me, last name, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z dash A-L-O-N-S-O. Patient returns today for follow-up woman's comp injury. Happened several months ago at work, involving right shoulder. Excuse me, left shoulder. Patient has continued to have pain and painful range of motion of, left shoulder. Given physical therapy with maybe slight benefit for 3 months. Has been seen by orthopedist surgeon who recommended non-surgery with physical therapy and other conservative measures. Been seen by him before, a few months ago. The patient has been unable to return to work with requirements of being unable to work with any restrictions. States she's been, because of the job situation, she has terminated her employment, but is still receiving some compensation from the workman's comp carrier for unknown period of time. Pause. The scene, last month for an evaluation, by the Texas Department of Insurance, Divisions of Workman's Comp. You certified patient had not reached MMI, but it stated she was expected to reach MMI on about 11:30, 24. Occurrence of diagnosis of traumatic incomplete tear of left rotator cuff and adhesive capsulitis of left shoulder. Exam was performed by designated physician. Physical exam in office shows unchanged status with restricted range of motion of left shoulder with limited abduction and painful rotation with diffuse tenderness to shoulder. Yeah. And supraclavicular area. The cause of a continued pain and disability with marked abnormalities on the MRI. It is felt that the patient needs additional orthopedic evaluation to reconsider surgical option because of the nature of the injury and the findings on MRI. I recommend that patient be referred to a orthopedic shoulder specialist, and not for general orthopedic recommendations. Feel that patient is entitled and would benefit from this additional evaluation with consideration of other treatment options, including surgery if recommended. Patient restarted on meloxicam that she has taken in the past with some benefit. Without resumption of physical therapy at this point, as it has limited benefit before, patients adjuster to be contacted to make arrangements for orthopedic shoulder specialists to be seen. Patient will be followed up in 1 month to see her status and a consult has been obtained. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.